email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, staying with the music of sorts, Coldplay and Dua Lipa are headlining Glastonbury this weekend as well. You can watch it on the BBC, which is always a good watch. But an Irish act have got themselves a unique spot at the legendary festival. They are the Geographers, and they'll be inviting festival goers at Glastonbury into their Circus of Climate Horrors to learn all about climate change between the sets of people like Coldplay and Dua Lipa. Dr. Michelle Curran is leading the team, and she joins us now live from Glastonbury. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Ray. Hi, Ray. Nice to chat to you.
Yeah, how are things there?
Things are great here. We have glorious weather. I believe it's raining at home, but we're very lucky with the weather here now today. It's great. And no, it's all kicking off.
No, hold on. It was raining earlier on. It's lovely now here, just so you know.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah, I'm glad.
So this is your second year at Glastonbury, is it?
It is, yeah. So we debuted our Circus of Climate Horrors this time last year, and we were the first university from outside the UK to be invited. So we were very lucky that obviously everything went well and they invited us back again this year. So we're delighted.
And when did you arrive at Glastonbury with your tent and your signs and your outfits?
So we arrived, we left Dublin at 6:30 on Monday morning, and we arrived here at about 9 p.m. So we got the ferry over and drove down. So we pitched our tents for sleeping in the dark, and then on Tuesday we got our exhibit all built and ready to go for everybody coming in.
Right, I've never been to Glastonbury, but it's a vast festival site, isn't it?
It really is huge, honest to God. We did something like 20 kilometres yesterday just walking around. So
20 kilometres,
massive. Yeah, and I didn't see it all.
You were just doing a nose around just to see what else was there. Wow, that's phenomenal.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what area are you in? Because it's all different areas.
So we're in Science Futures. So it's a lot of universities have stalls around us. So like next door, we have neuroscientists. We have people across the way who are making batteries out of potatoes. Right. And then obviously there's ourselves with our circus. So yeah, we're in good
circus
hands.
Of climate horrors. So it's a little bit like a spoonful of sugar to make the medicine go down. So you're educating people about the horrors that are in front of us, but you're delivering it in a fun way. Is that it?
We are. So really, we say the Circus of Climate Horrors, but that really is just like a pantomime villain, really. It's just a nice way to engage people without lecturing them. You know, we get them in, have a go of our interactive games. They're fun. We have timed demos, and you can get on the leaderboard, and it's just a really nice way to chat to people from, you know, 8 to 88. Everybody can get something from it. So
So one of your games is an interactive flood map. How does that work?
Yeah, so we have a couple of things to do with flooding. So we have a map that shows coastal flooding if we keep our CO2 levels, the emissions that we are at now. And so people can come along and see where they live now, whether it's going to be underwater or not, and we get them to pin where they live. So that's quite fun. And then we also have another...
Well, it is and it isn't, you know. I've just been at the Circus of Horrors, Climate Horrors tent, and we're going to be underwater in 3 years' time. Well, it's not going to happen. It's not that imminent, is it?
Yeah. No, it's not. It's not quite as scary as that.
No.
When you come chat to us, we do leave you with a bit of sense of hope.
Okay, but Michelle, why did you choose this area to study?
So I've always been interested in climate change, and my particular area is oceanography. So I love the oceans, and obviously living in Ireland, it's pretty important. We're a coastal nation. Mm. So just that's really where my interest came from. And just wanting to make meaningful change in the world.
And knowing more about it, are you more worried?
Absolutely. I mean, it is absolutely a climate crisis, and we do really need to have some meaningful climate action to move to get us past. But there is definitely hope, absolutely hope. If you come and talk to the people here, we have a pledge wall, and then people just making their pledges of what they're one little changes that they're going to make, and all these individual changes collectively really can make a huge difference.
Yeah, I don't know. It needs to be a global solution to a global problem, doesn't it?
Absolutely, 100%. And we really do need like all governments to get on board and really progress this. So lobby your TDs, yes. And, you know, we That's a big one.
Okay, back to the circus. So you actually dress up as a ringleader?
I do. I am the circus master, the ringmaster this year. And yeah, we went with a steampunk theme, so it's very silly, but it's a bit of fun. And it really does get people engaged, so it's great.
And
it's
will you have a chance to see any of the acts?
Yes, so today is actually our busiest day, so none of the main stages are open as yet. So it's very busy today, so we'll stay open till about 9 or 10 tonight. But then when the main stage is open tomorrow, we'll probably close about 6, because I don't think we're going to be able to compete with Coldplay or Dua Lipa.
Probably not. And what about, have you looked into Coldplay's credentials? Because they're making all sorts of claims, aren't they? About
their carbon footprint.
No, theirs. You should go off and do that. Because remember they did that. They did that concert that for, I think David Attenborough was involved. But they used 100 or 150 cyclists to power the concert.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
And that's cool.
And now they're releasing the first vinyl ever on recycled plastic.
Oh, they're doing all sorts of stuff. Very interesting. Yeah. I'm going to absolutely have to check them out. I have to say, Coldplay aren't my favourite, but I might bump them up the list now.
There you go. Listen, enjoy Glastonbury, Michelle, in the circus of climate horrors. Lovely talking to you. Bye now. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.